Welcome everybody to yet another segment of Digital Parenting with Evelyn Kasina. I am your host, and as I promised you last week, we are going to start interviews this week, and I have an amazing, amazing guest for you, a very good friend of mine, somebody I really look up to. She has a wealth of information. I love what she does because she collaborates with me a lot on my work. And I hope out of the session you'll do today, you'll continue realizing that family is a priority for you, and that this digital parenting podcast is a place where you can learn tips on how to improve on your parenting, different methodologies that you can use to raise the future generation. Because I keep saying, every time we look at our children, they're our future leaders. We need to start churning the path for them. We need to do our part. And one of the most important things that we can do is being the changes that we want to see in our own homes. So without further ado, allow me to introduce to you guys Dr. Carol Chakua. She is a mom, a therapist, and a parenting coach. She is passionate about parenting, emotional wellness, and she has a passion for quality education. She is the founder of Being Parenting, a program for the 21st century parent. She's a certified psychologist and a trainer, and she develops and delivers content for parents who are going through different phases and stages and spaces of life and parenting. She is a very good friend of mine who, by the way, is now an author. Congratulations so much, my dear friend. She has launched an amazing book, which you people need to read, and she will talk to us more about it. And she has a wealth of information for over 15 years. And Carol is a firm believer of parenting with your heart in mind. In fact, that is the title of her book. Do you know that? Parenting with Your Heart in Mind. It is available in store right now, and you can actually order it online. And one of the things that I want you people to do as we go through this session is to just be open to learning. So karibu sana, Dr. Carol Chakua.
Thank you, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and congratulations for launching this and having me as your first guest. I'm really, really honored.
Oh, thank you so much, and you are welcome. So let us start with why. Why being parenting? Why parenting with your heart in mind? Talk to us about it.
So if I have to put in one sentence, the work that I do, Evelyn, is I help parents develop healthy relationships with their children. Because I believe that when the relationship is working well, then all these things we desire for our children, whether it's in behavior, whether it's in performance in school, whether it's just in healthy relationships in future, or them leading meaningful lives, all those things flow out of a healthy relationship. So that is why I do what I do. And this is out of my own personal experiences as a parent, trying to parent, trying to fix the outcomes for my child, but also realizing that it's such a futile effort when I'm just focusing on the do. So being, B-E-I-N-G, is just asking, how are you showing up? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What are your beliefs about children, about growing up, about, you know, what are you bringing into this child's space? And so when that is taken care of, in fact, new phrase that I have just come across now that I want to keep using is asking, what is in your teacup? You know, when your cup has tea, and the child knocks the cup with their behavior, so to speak, what will come out? What is in your teacup? Whatever is in your teacup is what will come out. And so if there's pain there, if there is anxiety, if there is fear, that is what will come out. So helping parents to clear that space so that they are more conscious when parenting, so that they are focusing more on having better, healthier relationships. That's what I do and why I do it.
Wow, that is amazing. And I think you have said a lot that I want to summarize in terms of even just putting and calling our theme for this month is actually intentional and conscious parenting. What you're trying mm-hmm. to teach people is how to parent consciously and being deliberate mm-hmm. on their actions, which is just amazing. What is mm-hmm. in your teacup, dear listener? I think that is an amazing thing. I need to tell you what is in my teacup. I think water, maybe, right now. But I think for me, in the context of our conversation, what is in my teacup is openness to learn. And I think one of the mm-hmm. things I have to learn from my children is happiness. Mm. I have seen mm. how they love and how they operate and interact with each other with genuine happiness. Many of us mm. are working robots, and I think even as parents, we do things because we need to do them, and sometimes we find that parenting is a chore. You're not doing it because you love it. It is a chore right. you must do, or a box you must tick. I want mm. to do my parenting with joy in my heart so that I can enjoy my children and they can also enjoy me. And as actually you're putting yes. it, whatever is in your cup, if it is pain, you're giving your children pain, because what is in your heart actually overflows to the people around you, which is very, very important. So tell us how mm. you do this. How do you do this? Take us through the process of when you meet a client or somebody calls you and they tell you, I'm in trouble, I just need your intervention. Tell us how you do it.
Okay. Well, most of the time, a parent will come to me because they are stuck, because they are in a crisis. And that is one thing I have come to realize, that we don't really look for information until there's a crisis or there's a need. And I know that you're very big on being proactive, that we need to step back and begin to learn to actually be proactive more than reactive. So when a parent comes to me, Evelyn, they're coming because there's something that has happened, or they are stuck, or they are feeling like they're not doing okay in their relationships with their children. And so most of the time, what I do is, rather than focus on the behavior that they are bringing, that this is what is going on with my child, what do I need to do? My child is not performing well in school, or, you know, I just found out that they have been taking drugs, for example. Those are the things that parents come to me with. So usually I what they want is, Dr. Caro, what do I do to stop this behavior? Usually that's the question. What do I do to stop this behavior? So I try and steer them away from the behavior to the dynamics of how they are relating with the child. Because how you are relating will determine whether those behaviors will stop or will continue. And most of us are reactive parents. That means that you see a behavior, you want to fix it very quickly. So I help parents to begin to understand that there is more to this behavior. That behavior is the tip of the iceberg. And what we really need to do is to chase the why. Go beyond the behavior. Why is your child behaving the way they are behaving? And there are many reasons for misbehavior. But even before we come to the child, I ask you, where are you at? Give me a specific situation and tell me what exactly happened. So when we start talking about specific events, then the parent begins to realize that sometimes it's their reaction to the event that escalates issues. So when they begin to ask themselves, how am I showing up here? How am I interpreting my child's behavior? How can I begin to reverse or to question or to turn around the negative thoughts I have towards my child? How do I begin to come alongside my child as opposed to coming at him? Most of the time we come at our children because we want to fix. So how do I come alongside? So when I begin to do that, then they begin to realize that the relationship is what matters. And I still do work with them in changing those behaviors, but that usually comes much later. In fact, I say my programming is 70% the parent and how they are showing up, and then 30% the child. So I still do give tips for the child on how to just work with the child, change that behavior and all, but only after we have done that 70% work on the parent.
So Carol, what you're telling me is that if I see a certain symptom, let me call it a symptom, in my yes. child that I find undesirable, I need to mm-hmm. look at myself, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I also have to look at my environment as well.
Yes.
And I think that's a very important thing, because you have brought in some words that I'm just writing down, and I'm thinking mm-hmm. you have said, instead of going at our children, which is mostly reactive, we need to go alongside our children, which is being more proactive. And this one is yes. to seek their understanding also seek them where they are, because I am a firm believer that whatever we feel like our children are quote unquote misbehaving, it's a communication something, right?
Yes.
As a parent, I'm also as a parenting coach myself, or rather somebody who's teaching parents about digital parenting. One of the things that I use, an analogy that I use, is that we are having perpetual fire extinguishers on our backs, because what we go putting out fire. You know, something happens, you put out a fire. You see somebody's watching pornography, you put out a fire. But what we don't do is to investigate the source of that fire. So once the fire is calmed down and the house of the child has stopped burning, what we tend to start doing is move on quickly to the next thing.
And
I love what you're saying. You know, you need to work alongside your child, because this is the behavior is a tipping point. It is just showing you that, hey, this is the smoke, and the smoke is going to start burning. But there's something underneath it that is causing, there's something boiling underneath it. And I think you are right when you also say that as a society, we are very reactive. We are not proactive. And we need to start changing the narrative from being reactive to proactive. And being proactive is the best place to be, by the way. But not to say that, you know, we cannot help the people who are already busy putting out fires. Once you put out the fire, we need to dig in and see, oh, where was the source of this fire? I really like what you're saying as we are having this conversation, because even for me, I'm just seeing light bulbs and aha moments, and I'm like, yeah, that's why I've been doing this thing, all right? So you have told us the why, you have told us how you're doing it. So tell us a little bit about what you're currently doing. Like, what are the projects you're doing? What interventions are you currently doing? And I know you launched a book, and I'd really love you to talk about how people have been reacting to your book, because personally, it is my next book I'm reading, but I've done a review already, and I'm loving the snippets of thinking and having an understanding from other people's perspective, which is not a very easy thing for parents to do. So tell us a little bit about what you are doing and the current interventions that you have for parents who are listening to us today.
Yes. So what I'm doing, a couple of things. When COVID started, it opened up a new space of online coaching. And so now I'm doing online coaching sessions, you know, with parents and actually, you know, across the world, because now with internet, you just, you know, at the click of a button, you're able to engage. So I what I have done, because I already had Being Parenting, which was a 10 session program, and now I am doing it online. A lot of my clients, I'm doing it online with them. I have the first session usually is a free consult, 45 minutes, just kind of assessing what your needs are. And as much as I do have a program, it's still very tailored and individualized to the parent. So what I do is help parents just to begin to ask themselves, you know, a parent's desire to do the right thing, Evelyn, but there are so many things that act as obstacles for them. So I help them figure out what are these obstacles. And it's a step-by-step process. You go through obstacle one, obstacle two, what do I do? And then after that, now we bring in the child. And then so we do a lot of moment-by-moment scenarios. I'm always working with scenarios. My child did this. And so when they say that, then we go and we unpack that all the way to where am I at as a parent. So I'm doing one-on-one online coaching sessions. I have the book out, and it came out last year, October. It's called Parenting With Your Heart in Mind. And it's really born out of, again, the experiences of working with parents and doing the parenting program. I just finished a book coaching club. So, you know, if parents would like to walk this journey together, I'm a firm believer in the village. And I know you also talk about the ecosystem of the child. And, you know, the people who interact with your children. If you can come together, get the book, and we walk that journey together. About 7 sessions, we are done with the book, and then you are parenting with your heart in mind. And your heart basically just means being able to be more self-aware. So that's another thing. The book is out in different stores, and if you are able to just come to my social media pages, we'll direct you to where to get it. You can directly get it from us or different spaces like Mom's Village Shop and Rafu Books and African Book Hub. So those are the 3 places we have the book. What are the projects? I do quite a bit with the KICD, the Kenya Institute of Curriculum Development, in just also developing content for parents who are not able to to reach me directly. And that is content that goes all over, like all over Kenya. We are able to reach them. So my next project really is just to put together villages so that we can parent from the same page. That's the one thing that we are missing now. We have so many different ideas. Our children have too many teachers at the click of a button, okay? And so if we can come together as you and your sister or your siblings or your chama, and you're able to work together, then I help you begin to build synergy around people who are like-minded, people who are desiring to provide a conducive environment, a healthy environment where different types of children can thrive.
Wow. Now you talk about the village, and it has taken me back to, you know, what we keep saying, the ecosystem of your child. You're not the only one who has influence over your child. And I realized also something that I read the other day, that it can take you a lifetime, or what we think is a lifetime, to train and train and train a child, but the gadgets they have, the information that is out there, can actually untrain them. It can untrain everything you've done, because there is new information coming their way from different paths, and we really do not have control over this information, even the people who interact with our children. And it's a very important thing to parent within a village, because you have that understanding that your child interacts with many other people. I also believe, like, personally, this is what I feel, that I need to impact as many families as possible, because as much as I'm doing a lot of work with mine, I'm hoping that my future daughter and son-in-law somewhere, someone is doing something, you know, someone is doing even an equally amazing job than I am doing myself, because that is what we desire. So then what you're doing at home, somebody else is also mimicking and doing even a better job than you. And I think I really commend you for the efforts you're putting out there, the interventions, the classes, and the different places that you want to meet people. And I think the fact that COVID showed us that we can actually even do things online, the people are coming from across the globe, which I think is also a good thing. You can imagine from your house in Nairobi, you're impacting someone's home in the US or someone else somewhere else, which I think is a very powerful thing. So I just wanted to just add on to something that you say, in terms of when you talk about going alongside or being intentional. For me, one of the things that we are putting into the theme of this month's podcast is the verbs that we are supposed to be using. Love is a verb. You choose to love and work on it every day. Happiness is a verb. Trust is a verb. And as a parent, when you sit and decide, I want to be deliberate, the time is now for me to start being conscious and deliberate in my parenting, you make these things your verbs, and you work on them every single day. Now, I wanted to do something that is exciting. It's a new segment that we are adding into the podcast. It's called Quick Fire Segment. I'm supposed to do random, very fast questions. Don't overthink them. Just say what comes to your mind, right? So, if you were not a parenting coach, what would you be?
I would be a teacher.
Why?
Because for me, influencing is in my blood, it's in my DNA, and as a teacher, I would still influence.
Absolutely wonderful. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Did you ask for favorite food?
Your favorite food?
Pizza.
Really? I would not have guessed that. I would not have guessed that. Wow, pizza.
And I love Hawaiian. I love Hawaiian.
Oh, gosh. Pineapple.
I could have it for breakfast, for dinner, for lunch. I know.
So, guys, mothers who are keeping off pizza, just to know, there's a doctor who loves pizza. All right. So, between diamonds, pearls, and gold. Diamond, pearls, and gold. What would you pick?
Gold.
Why?
Gold.
Why?
It's classy. I don't know anything else. It's just classy and expensive.
Wow, so you love good things. How?
Yes, fine things.
who doesn't love fine things in life?
So, but you see also diamond and pearls are, I think it's just my preference. They're shiny, they stand out.
Mm. Yeah. Gold is good. I would have picked something else, but this is not my interview, it's yours. So please tell us.
What would you have picked?
I would have picked diamonds.
Okay.
Yes, diamond anytime. And pick diamond, mm-hmm. I hope. Yeah. Something colored. Yes. So tell our audience listening to you first where we can find you. And just to let you guys know, I will be posting Dr. Carol Chakua's online presence and especially where to get the book as well on our link to this podcast. But just tell us where we can find you and give us your parting shots to the parents today.
So on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, I am at Dr. Carol Chakua, and the doctor is Dr. Carol Chakua. So on all those three, and then that's where you can get our contacts. You can contact us directly. So that's where you find us. And I'm quite active. I post a lot of information there. My parting shot is that it's never too late to start. And that's one thing I have found. I have a 12-year-old, and now there are just some things I'm beginning to teach him, you know, because I was focusing on other things. So, and I have worked with parents of 18-year-olds, 22-year-olds who are feeling like they have reached their end. But if you're able to step back and begin to focus on the relationship, all these other things begin to fall into place. So for me, it's never, ever too old, late to start.
Absolutely amazing. So you have heard it from the doctor herself. First and foremost, we need to be able to start parenting with our hearts in mind, which is very important. We need to start changing our narratives from being reactive parents. Stop carrying that fire extinguisher, it's going to break your back. Start being a more proactive parent. And instead of going at our children, start going alongside our children. Then you start seeking understanding, and then you also get to understand where your children are. And when you're having conversations, it's always a win-win conversation. There is no winning and losing in parenting. You have to seek a balance and have a win-win situation. And so thank you so much, Carol Chakua, for being our very, very first guest at our podcast. Thank you so much for making time for us. And we want to invite you more and more and more and more times. So, dear listener, thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast today. I will just not be fair if I don't tell you that our programs are still ongoing. Registrations are ongoing for WizKids Chess Class, WizKids Africa Coding, and WizKids Africa Digital Literacy and Online Safety. We have to always strive to keep our children safe. But as Carol Chakua said, we are raising children in a village. As parents, we need to be able to also take our own classes to learn where technology fits in within our parenting journey. We cannot substitute parenting with technology. Technology helps our lives easy, but it does not parent our children for us. So for those of us who have not registered for the digital parenting class called Unplugged, which starts on the 13th of February this month, which is Saturday, please register. The links will be on social media, and we are happy and ready to serve you. So thank you so much, Dr. Carol Chakua. We hope that we shall see you again in our podcast.
Sure. Are we?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me, Evelyn.
Thank you so much. Until next week, viewers, have a wonderful time. Keep your head up. And remember to look at what is in your cup of tea. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.